Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does the hiring of Ben Johnson potentially impact the rookie? Well, no longer the rookie, the quarterback.
Good morning, Amy. Thanks for having me again. I think that Cable Williams realizes that this, if he doesn't, he should. It's all about him now, and it's going to be an opportunity for him to improve at a rate that is maybe what we expected when he came here as a rookie. Because we were under the impression, false impression, I think you remember the conversation. Caleb Williams is going to the best situation any rookie quarterback's ever gone into. And it was folly because it disintegrated quickly. He ended up playing for 3 different offensive coordinators, 2 different head coaches. He didn't have an offensive line that protected him. He was sacked 68 times. And now he has the ability to hit reset, to start over. He'll be better for the experience. He'll overcome the adversity. One day he'll look back at that as a learning experience. But Ben Johnson should have Caleb Williams excited because he has everybody else in Chicago excited about the possibility.
Okay, so good. That's where we start. The Chicago reaction has been excited, has been, hey, this is a great hire. I saw a quote from you on one of your shows that you were doing in which you said this was Kevin Warren's best day as Bears president. Why? Why do you believe this was such a big deal?
Amy, you've got to understand Chicago. I think you do. The Bears never do this, okay? The Bears never get their guy. The Bears never win the beauty pageant. They're always runners-up. They're always the team that can't close the deal. And Kevin Warren came here 2 years ago as team president talking about big plan football. He had 2 teams with 14 victories. And they just ran into the wrong team at the wrong time in the playoffs. It takes away from what they accomplished in the regular season, but it doesn't erase it.
Let's say, and this is speculation, of course, we're doing the same conversation a year from now. Let's hope we're not talking about a new Bears head coach. But we're talking again at this point, so we're post-regular season. Do you expect the division to have the same success with a Lions, Vikings, Packers, all double-figure wins? And what would you expect from the Bears?
I do think it's going to be as tough as it was this year. I do think that the Lions may come back to earth. They're dealing with a coaching deficit now. Mm-hmm. But you wonder how they're going to address that. There's still 10 or more wins on that roster with that tradition that now Dan Campbell has built. I look at the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, whoever plays quarterback, he's going to max out that ability, and he's going to get a guy that's going to be able to execute his offense. And I look at that defense. I don't know what's happening with Brian Flores, but if he stays, they can get to the passer, and they're going to be a problem regardless of the personnel. And then there's the Packers. Matt LaFleur just keeps on winning. I know there's a bit upset in Green Bay, a bit unrest up there north of the border. But he just keeps winning, so they're consistent. And I think the Bears have to look at this as an opportunity to hit reset quickly. There doesn't need to be a full rebuild. They have to look at the roster and rebuild the offensive line, make that the number one priority. They've got their quarterback. That's the toughest thing to get when you're trying to take that next step or take that first step in the NFL. And they've got it. So I look at what Ben Johnson can do for the Bears. And I think this will continue to be the toughest division in football.
David, I didn't realize this till I was stalking you on social, that you're also a voter for the Baseball Hall of Fame. So that's really cool. And I know you described it, you shared your ballot, you described it as a privilege and honor. But what's the process going into this when, yeah, you take it seriously and you want to make sure that you do your due diligence? How do you approach it?
Oh, it's a lot of research. I know that I enjoy doing it because of just, You watch the clip, I'm sure you may have seen it, Billy Wagner getting the news yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's so cool when stuff like that happens. And I know a lot of people feel like, you know, other people are deserving. And, you know, I voted for Andrew Jones and he didn't get in, and I think he should get in. But Amy, I think what it is that if you do view it, and I think most voters do, as a privilege, you put the time in, you try to make good decisions, and you have a rationale. You know, that's the only thing, you want to be consistent. And you know, we could sit here all morning and talk about Carlos Beltran and why not voting for him, or, you know, the PED guys and where they belong in Cooperstown in a wing that identifies them as part of the steroid era. And we could talk about why what happened last night, Ichiro, CeCe Sabathia, and Billy Wagner make all the sense in the world. Now, I don't know why Ichiro wasn't unanimous. I don't know who that voted.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. So thank you this morning for having me on to establish the fact it wasn't me.
Right.
But it's really fun to do. And last night I just got such a kick out of seeing Billy Wagner. And,
yes.
And I think that guys like that, stories like that, are ones that are fun to tell every year.
Yeah, I love to use that audio when guys find out, but there was nothing to it because he was crying. He wasn't really talking. So we shared the video, but it was amazing too. Last chance on this ballot. Let me ask you one more thing, if you don't mind. Whether fair or unfair, there's been a perception over the past few years that the process itself is wonky and maybe can't be trusted, and some writers don't take it seriously, and some guys aren't even involved in baseball anymore. What has changed about the process in the last few years?
Well, you know, I think that those are valid criticisms. And I think if they want to establish some more ground rules about people who they've tried to ferret out some of the people that maybe haven't been around the game. And I say in my own situation, you know, when I was the columnist for the Chicago Tribune for all those years, I was around games on a more regular basis. I don't ignore it now. I'm you know, obviously every day at the radio station, we are the Cubs flagship at 670 The Score. So you're around the game, and I think that you're qualified. But if they wanted to go through and have a harder qualification process so the guys voting are more, in their minds, qualified to do so, I think I'm open to that, because maybe not everybody does take it as seriously. Maybe people aren't as committed to doing the right thing sometimes. And I get that, but it's got to be an open-ended conversation, and you got to keep an open mind, because, you know, the things like, it's a shame that, you know, Ichiro gets in and all that he accomplished, and we even have to mention the fact that not everybody voted for him, and that's even part of the conversation. So, yeah, I just think that they continue to look at the process and not be afraid to tweak it here and there.
Well, if you want to see David's ballot, because it's open, it's available, lots of other voters putting their ballots out there too. I think that's great for transparency and authenticity. It's online at David Haugh, H-A-U-G-H. And with the announcement, I can imagine you'll talk about it on your show. Mully and Haugh on AM 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, our Chicago affiliate. Great day to be a Bears fan, it sounds like. So, David, I think the last time we spoke, it was right after Eberflus got fired. Now we've got a new coach. We'll have to check in again as they get closer to the season. But thank you so much. It's good to have some positive news for Chicago.
You're the best, Amy. Thanks a lot.